I'm Jim Denham. I'm with the American Foundation for the Blind. And I'm sitting in the back of the room and I'm listening to the presentations, great presentations, by the way, we've had so far. And I'm listening, and the one common theme is there's all these great products, but all these companies are trying to sell you something. Well, for the next 10 minutes, you can take your hand off your pocketbook. And because the thing I'm going to talk about are totally free and are available to all of you who have an internet connection, and some of you who don't have an internet connection, we can find ways to get that as well. So I'm going to talk to you about Access World. Just a clap of hands, people who have not heard of Access World. We like to hear that. Our editor-in-chief, Jay Leventhal, who's here, would love to hear that. Access World, as of January 1st, is now totally free. And also the past four issues of Access World are totally free. I think I heard one hand clap in the back, so I'm going to give a 10-second on what Access World is, just to refresh all your memories. Access World is the American Foundation for the Blind's technology journal. We look at technology from a blindness point of view, and we evaluate products, both assistive technology and mainstream products, to see how usable this technology is for persons who are blind or visually impaired. It's on our website, afb.org. You can go to the website, and you can look at all those technology reviews. So just to highlight some of the reviews we've done recently, we looked at the mobile phone organizer from Elva, which is a combination phone and PDA that's accessible and has a Braille display. We've looked at a couple mainstream cell phones. We have an ongoing thing with cell phones. One of my colleagues, Darren Burton, does an excellent job of reviewing cell phones. He's even developed a set of criteria. He calls the Sweet 16. He's not a basketball fan or anything, is he? But he calls the Sweet 16. And these are the 16 criteria he puts each one of these phones through to evaluate it, to base its features. We've looked at the AudioVox 9950, which is also known as the Toshiba 4050. These manufacturers just like to put lots of version numbers just to confuse you. But these are cell phones that have included accessibility, have speech access built right into them. AudioVox has worked with Toshiba, and they've implemented some speech output. It's not where it should be yet. It still has a ways to go, but they're taking steps in the right direction. We've also looked at several cell phones, the Nokia cell phones, several other cell phones that have the Talks software, which is a separate piece of software you can install on your cell phone and make it get speech output from your cell phone. Another piece of software we've looked at is the mobile accessibility. So all things to help those of us who are blind or visually impaired get access to that information that sighted people have access to on their cell phones for a long period of time. We want to get into the MPO is the same thing. The MPO is built specifically for blind people. These other software cell phones were, just access is in a different way, kind of from a mainstream perspective. So all things looking to get access to these. And so Access World has reviewed these, has looked at the benefits, has looked at the drawbacks, gives you all the information you need, where to buy them, which companies are selling them. You can go online and look at all these different things. In addition to cell phones, we've looked at things such as insulin pumps. We've looked at blood pressure meters. These are things that, they're out there, and they're not a whole lot of accessibility to some of these things. But we try and help you figure out which model is going to best meet your needs. If you need an insulin pump or a blood pressure meter, we try and help you figure out what product is going to best meet your needs. In the assistive technology field, we've just completed, or actually in July, we're going to be releasing the second part of a two-part series. We're looking at the three major screen readers in the market today. In May, we produced a piece looking at JAWS and Window Eyes and looking at the features of those products. And then in July, we're going to be looking at HAL. We took a real in-depth look at HAL. The reason we did HAL is kind of a separate issue is because not a whole lot of people in the U.S. are familiar with HAL. They aren't as familiar with HAL as they are with JAWS and Window Eyes. So we decided to do a little separate piece on HAL, a little more basic information. But we do put it through its paces on the web and access to Microsoft Word and things like that. So in addition to product evaluations, we do other things in Access World. We have just articles of interest. We recently ran an article, Introduction to Web Design. Basically, you can build your own website, too. It talks you through, what you need to do to design a basic site, here's what HTML means, here's what the basic tags are. So that's all out there. We did an article a couple months ago on home networking, how to set up a network in your home, a wireless network or a wired network, and how to do things like that. So we have things like, we also have interviews. Many of the manufacturers up here today representing their companies, we interview individuals such as those people, and we ask them the questions that maybe you've been dying to ask. So I would encourage all of you to stop by our booth. It's booth 34, and we don't have hats or anything cool like that. We have bookmarks, bookmarks featuring our Braille bug, which is our part of our website for kids. That they excited kids can get on and see there what their name would look like in Braille and some cool things like that. So stop by, get a bookmark, and give us your email address. Because what we're doing is we are sending out via email when a new issue comes out. I mean, it's a lot of you, you know, it's great, Access World is out there, but then you forget to check the site. So we will actually send you an email saying, hey, the latest issue is out, or we have just this new article out. So we'll send you an email reminder of those articles with direct links to those articles. Just as kind of a little reminder. And then in the months we don't produce Access World, we produce Access World 6 times a year, but in the months we don't produce Access World, we send you Access World Extra, which contains short little articles, conference updates, questions and answers. We take your readers' questions. One of the great points for me is I author several articles for Access World, and we get feedback from readers. You know, I had a reader write to me after I put out the MPO evaluation. And he said, it would have been great if you would include this and this and this. That's great feedback. For those of us who are authors who do contribute, it's great to get that kind of feedback from you, the people who are actually reading. It's like, wow, somebody's actually reading what I wrote out there. That's great. So we're putting those kind of things out there. So stop by, give us your email address, and answer any questions you have, and give us suggestions. If there's stuff you'd like us to take a look at, somebody suggested the other day that we take a look at MP3 players. So I think there's a project in the works to take a look at some MP3 players and do a product evaluation of MP3 players that are currently in the market. So we're always looking for suggestions like that. We're always looking to hear from you. Like I said, this magazine is free of charge. The last 4 years of issues are online. In addition to reading them online, you can also download BRF files of these. So you can download it just like you download a Bookshare book or whatever. You can download a BRF file, a Braille-ready file is what that stands for. And be careful how many acronyms I throw around here. And you can also email an article to a friend. So if you're reading articles, it says, oh, you know, Joe would really like this article. And you can just enter Joe's email address in, and that's all we're going to use, Joe's email address. We're not going to keep Joe's email address for anything more. We're not that kind of company. So it would send an email to Joe saying, you know, here's this article, so-and-so sent this article to you, and here's a link to it. So you could email this article to a friend. So it's just an exciting thing we have on our website. We've recently redesigned our website. We had our website relaunch about April 1st. So we've tried to make information easier to find and more information available. AFB is much more than just the technology stuff that I'm talking to you about today. We have a wide variety of publications and access to different resources in your community and information for persons who are newly blind, information for parents, employers who are thinking about employing those of us who are blind or visually impaired. So all sorts of information. Check it out, afb.org. Stop by our booth, booth 34. And any questions?
Yes. I enjoyed this comment. I really enjoyed the article that you did, Jim, comparing the Braille note and the BackMate.
Mm-hmm.
That really helped me decide.
Great.
Beforehand. It was a great article.
Rob's article, thank you. Rob's comment was that he really enjoyed the PackMate and the Braille note article that we did. That was done about a year ago, I believe. A year ago last May or July. So we're getting ready to do something like that. I can't say exactly when it's going to hit the press right now, but these manufacturers changed so much. I'm sure we're going to hear from Freedom Scientific of all the new stuff they've put into the PackMate. And
yeah.
We've already heard from Jonathan of all the new stuff that's in the Braille note series. And there's other PDAs coming on the market. So we're going to be doing in the next, I would say, at least 6 months, at the most 6 months, we're going to be releasing another article on PDAs and updating you, those of you who are looking to purchase some of these devices or trying to figure out if you should upgrade your device, what's out there in the PDA market.
And there was a question towards the back. Is there somebody here in the back who had a question? Here I come. There's a section for kids on the website?
There's a section for kids. It's called Braille Bug. and it gets kids excited about Braille. It's aimed at really sighted kids, but those of us who are kids at heart, because I'm kind of a kid at heart, and I play some of the games in there as well.
And on the other hand, as an old person, I like the history stuff you started to put on.
Yeah, thank you. Extra. Yeah, yeah. I'm glad. It's great. Speak. I think it was Roger in the back's comment about being a kid at heart. We actually did also a review on accessible games, which will be coming out in probably our September issue. And one of my interns got to start playing with games, and it got me hooked into games. And now I'm addicted to a couple of other accessible games out there. There's some great stuff out there for accessible games. We looked at a couple of them. Some great accessible games. If you're thinking, hey, I'm blind, I can't play games on the computer, you are incorrect, because there's some wonderful offerings out there.
Thank you, Jim.
Thank you.